Episode of Weird Web. Last episode, we had Morgana meet with Balor, as well as a new mysterious character, Irene Florence, had an encounter with William, and Karen, the dragon, Athusa. We open at a pub as Irene and William have tall, stout glasses. Going on, Irene?
All right. Do we want to like start off with the execution part that you said? Because that's really messing with me. But we can start like, you know, who was going to get executed?
Okay. Actually, I'm not going to roll. William's just like one beer down and like kind of smashed.
Oh, yeah, that tracks.
All right, fine. It's secret society stuff. We're all wizards. Mm-hmm. And Merle turned out to also be a god. And our rules say we can't interfere with gods. And because of that, the council determined he needed to be executed for his crimes.
Okay, wait, what council?
The high council of the... They're the council of the council? They're kind of weird, but They're the High Council, and the group is called the White Council. But like, I didn't vote for him to die. I liked Merle. He was awkward, but like, what wizard isn't, right?
Yeah, all right. I didn't think that I was gonna have to cut you off after one, but I am gonna. And William, listen. Yeah. I need you to be honest with me. Because we both know that isn't what happened.
No, it happened, but part of his part of him was in the head of the new Merlin. That's what our head's called, Merlin, like Merle. He came up with it, apparently. And because of that, he wasn't actually killed. And like some of this... They've told me, but I also confirmed with my boyfriend, Greg, which I should call him.
All right. Can you just answer one question for me?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It is a secret society. Shh.
Is Merle Nernowitz dead?
Not anymore. But we can't find him.
It should just be a yes or no.
We kind of know where he is. But
okay,
he's currently trapped in an extra dimensional pocket space that is no longer tied to our secret castle headquarters. So we don't know how to get in there. And I talked to King Arthur, and apparently, like, when he went in there, it was a whole maze thing, and he was in there for like 13 years. But it's cool. His friend Todd, which, like, I've been wondering why he's around, but everybody likes him. So I didn't want to be the guy that's like, I don't like this guy when everybody else likes him, because like people already don't like me. And I don't know why people don't like me, but he gave King Arthur his 13 years back. So like, it's all cool now.
Okay. Right. So Todd, who is Todd in this situation?
He's Todd.
Yeah, right. Thank you, William. Thank you.
Little guy. Real tiny.
Are you talking about Todd Goodfellow?
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit. All right. All right.
At that moment, someone sits down at the table. I heard my name.
Yeah, speak of the devil.
Hey.
Cool. Yeah, hey, devil. Great.
What's going on? Why, Irene? Why?
Okay. Here's the thing. I'm on a new case, and I'm looking for... Wendy Nernowitz.
Oh, shit.
Seems like you know something.
I might.
Right. So, if you could tell me what's going on.
I could. And, I could tell you all kinds of stuff, but...
Fantastic.
I don't work for free, neither do you.
Yeah, right, I know. So what do you want? Go.
Okay. Ooh. I want to know why you're looking for Wendy. Oh, God. Information for information. It's an even trade. I feel dirty. I feel dirty. Why is this... This is a fair deal.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's quite unfair for you because that's an easy answer for me. As you know, when Wendy Nernowitz is on the run from the law for, well, at least 10 different felonies, but mainly I'm looking at the insurance fraud. She got married to a tech billionaire who then immediately disappeared.
I will tell you confidently, she did not know he was not all the way dead.
Okay. Well, I don't know what you guys have worked out here, but it's not, this is.
Okay. But you guys can't all right. This. So I had Wendy talk to my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's the last I know of her.
Okay. So can you give me your ex-wife's address or.
Okay. So out of character question. Yeah. How much, you have a cult confidential.
Mm-hmm.
So how much supernatural stuff has Irene already delved into, especially with Todd as a contact? Like, do you know Todd's capabilities? Do you know Todd is not human?
I think I know a little bit. Like, Todd is the only supernatural thing that she's ever kind of come in contact with. And I think he's, like, helped her on cases before. And she just like, does not want to fully get into it.
There's a book series here. There's a buddy cop series of Irene Florence and Todd, the trickster king.
I think it is very Lucifer.
I was gonna say this is my Lucifer. This is Faye Lucifer, which is all right. So awkward. She doesn't really have an address. Kind of a special situation deal. You call her, she comes to you, and I don't advise it. I actually like you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, is that just, that's just like an ex thing?
I mean...
Look, we all have crazy exes. Like, I'm not gonna...
Yeah. Okay. You're hanging out with Big Willie Style over here. So,
Is that what you called him?
Is that what you call me? Never.
Oh, my God.
That's what you called me. No. It's not meant to be taken seriously.
Well, it's going to catch on now. I'm going to call him that.
Trust me, it will not.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
I've checked with Greg. It will not.
Oof. All right. All right. Go on.
Maybe if I called him Short Round.
Oh, my God. I don't need this much information. I need information.
Information's what I do.
This isn't what I asked for.
The information you want, you got to pay for. The ones you don't, you just get saddled with. All right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
So my ex is pretty well known in some circles and kind of known in academic circles, but she goes by the name Titania.
Okay.
You a fan of the bard's work?
I mean, I love Shakespeare, yeah.
Yeah, that bard. There is no other bard.
There's only one bard.
I said the. Yeah, so about Midsommar.
Yeah.
You seen the new movie? Midsommar?
Oh, it's yes,
but like...
Yeah, not that one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you know about Titania?
Yeah, is that what she got her name?
So you already got like a rundown on it.
Was that, that's just where she got her name?
No, it got her name from her.
All right, okay, here's the thing. You guys are really like fucking with me right now, and you're making me feel like a fucking idiot.
I'm going to admit I'm a little worried about Wednesday.
Okay.
I may have sent her because she wanted the mouth off and had her deal with my ex-wife, and nobody knows where she is.
Okay,
let me rephrase. I don't know where she is.
Okay.
You ever know not to know where someone is?
No.
Yeah, it's because I don't.
Okay. All right.
If she was dead, like, I know some people that would know. So she's not dead.
Okay.
Because, I mean, the best part of fucking with somebody is to then go to them and go, ha, I fucked with you. And I didn't get to do that.
Okay.
So now, I'm a little worried she's in some trouble.
Okay. Now, from what I've heard, she usually causes the trouble.
Oh, yeah. It's why I definitely wanted to fuck with her.
Right, that tracks. Yeah. So she's just gone.
Nobody's gone, but nobody can find her. And now people can be missing and not be gone. But right now, if that's the thing we got to worry about, fine, we'll bring Wizard Boy along with us.
Why? Okay. This is a lot of like,
I mean, wizard magic impotent stuff Wizard that you're talking Boy. About. His wand doesn't work anymore. And they don't make a pill for those. So.
Oh, no. Oh, wait. All right. I'm going to. Can you give me like a clear, like, human answer? Like,
how could I give you a human answer?
Okay. All right. We just. Okay. What is, can you just. Right. What is happening? All right.
Your confusion.
Yeah.
And befuddlement is weighing on you.
Yeah.
So I will let you ask one question. I'll just tell it to you straight.
Fuck.
It's going to be like July 1st, all right? Everything's straight again.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, that was a really good joke.
I broke Ashton so hard.
Okay. Oh, gosh. This is... And you... Okay, you promise you'll tell me, like, the actual truth.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want, like, wizard metaphors or, like...
Oh, no metaphors. Shit. Everything like I say will be 100% your God's honest truth.
Okay. How exactly did you fuck with Wednesday?
I sent her to go talk to Titania, the queen of the Fae. And given the lip she has on her, she probably pissed off one of the most powerful Fae in the universe. So she either made her invisible, imprisoned her somewhere. I don't know. I could go ask her, but A, I don't care that much. B, I don't want bad things to happen to me. And yes, when I say fae, it is not a metaphor. She is a fairy, and not in the June sense.
Yeah, okay. So I just want to follow up. It's not like a big thing, but have I been making deals with a fucking fae?
You ever didn't get what you asked for?
Fucker. All right. Great. It's fine.
No, it's great.
It's fine.
Irene, I know I ask this of you all the time. Can I have a moment of your time?
Now I don't want to answer. You have to understand why, right?
Yeah, I know. I've been doing that. Like you're like the vending machine. I just have to like hip check and get a free candy bar. It's been real easy.
Yeah, but now that I know, I don't want to fuck with this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like this one works for Merlin and Merlin's best friends with not my boss, but like someone I owe a debt to, and like I may have really fucked up with Merlin's wife, and like no offense, William, I'm not afraid of a wizard that needs a wand. However, Merlin's not that, and neither is the new Merlin. Or her sister, who I really know what she can fucking do. So I would like them to not find out I fucked up, which means I need outside assistance. And you're already looking for her, so I don't even have to ask for a favor, which is an extra sweet deal.
I'm already screwed, so... Who is William?
No, it's been 7 weeks.
What?
The last time you're screwed.
Oh, my God. All right. You don't need to rub it in, whatever.
I have comments on that. It is good for the skin. I'm not one to judge.
Can you please just say your piece so I can just say whatever. What am I helping you with?
Finding Wednesday. Just finding her.
If you don't know where she is, how am I supposed to find her?
You literally just said, I don't know. But... I can normally find anyone. Why? And you are a mediocre private eye. So with our powers combined.
Okay. Hurtful, but.
I know what Yelp is.
Okay. Well, that wasn't my fault.
Only losers make excuses.
If I find that people are cheating, I'm going to let people know. If I get a bad Yelp review because of it, it's not my fault.
Or you extort the cheater.
Yeah.
And force them to give you a good Yelp review.
Yeah.
And then you tell the one who hired you first everything they want to know, and they're happy because their spouse isn't cheating. And the other one is happy that they're not caught cheating. You get paid twice, you get two good reviews, and people are sexually satisfied. Like, it's wins all around.
I don't think so, but you can have your own opinions. Just tell me what you need me to do exactly. Who can I talk to?
Fair. Can I have your opinion on this?
Yeah.
Cool. Then I'm fine with it. Now you don't get to disagree with me. Thank you.
Okay, wait. You can't do this. I just learned you were a fae, and now I'm like, really, now you know. It's fucking with my brain. Okay.
You're cool with it now, so yeah, I feel great.
Okay, all right, I'm gonna, should we order like more drinks?
Yeah, you're gonna need to get really drunk for this.
Yeah. All right,
and with that, we are going to cut to Karen. What is your game plan with this egg and dragon?
So she's told you to take it to the lake.
Mm-hmm. So you got to get it out of here, and you don't even know how to get in here.
Well, I was going to try to teleport.
Uh-huh.
I assume that's not going to work. I'm assuming there's some magical barrier or something that's stopping that from happening.
Roll plus weird.
It's this ancient or strange or ancient secrets.
No.
Okay. Nine.
Nine. All right. So I'm going to give you a choice.
Or is the first time I encountered something strange?
It is not, because you already tried to put the egg in an extra dimensional space. So you have encountered it just now.
Okay. Fuck.
I know. Could have been a 10 if you went with this first. But I'm going to give you a choice.
Uh-huh.
Either you can teleport there with the egg, but the egg is in danger, or you can teleport there with the egg, but the cave is in danger.
Sounds like the cave being in danger is the better option, because the egg would be out of the cave.
Yep. Because this teleportation, you're not going to be able to like move through an extra dimensional space to teleport. You're literally going to have to fold space together, which means you are bringing the cave to the lake and the lake to the cave, and essentially making a gate.
Oh, lovely.
Sure, yeah. The structural integrity of reality does not like things like this.
Yep.
But you have a gate. It's going to last 15 minutes.
Cool. I quickly go through the gate and bring the egg to the water as quickly as possible.
So the egg's now at the water. Part two is you got to kill the dragon. And now you have 15 minutes before that spell snaps back and will probably collapse the entire cave.
Which might kill the dragon.
It might. It also might collapse that underground lake that the egg's at.
Oh, well, yeah, that's also fair. Okay, cool.
I'm not going to pick the egg. I'll pick the place the egg is in. Turns it to a maybe.
I will make it, I will cover it up with something, the egg, so it's like hidden. Uh-huh. And then I will quickly go back inside the portal. Uh-huh. Be like, cool, let's get this done and over with. Are you going to put up a fight? Are you going to make this easy?
Oh, sorry. I'm still in Todd. No. No.
Fantastic.
Do you have a blade? Something in which to slit under the scales?
Can we say I do?
No. Why would you bring a sword with you?
I don't fucking know.
Exactly. Neither do I.
Yeah, sure. I can make a blade. Make a magical blade.
You're just gonna do more magic. Just make a magic blade.
I don't have a weapon.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I can do.
You can enchant a weapon. Summon a monster. Communicate. Observe. Anything beyond that list is gonna be big magic, which takes time.
I have martial arts training.
Uh huh.
Magic my fist.
Yeah. You have training for your hands to be.
I mean, if I can get underneath the scale, I could possibly magic my hand and kill you that way. I don't have a weapon. I usually just use magic for everything. It's kind of a problem.
I am very desperate for my rhythm.
Do you have a blade? Maybe you have a blade.
I don't know, maybe. The dragon literally tilts its head to the side. Non-verbally, a dragon cannot make a lot of micro expressions, yet you still get the sense of, are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know, maybe it ate someone and they had a blade on it. Fuck if
because
I know.
Because they feed me knights in shining armor.
I don't know, maybe someone else has visited you once. Am I the first visitor you ever had? I don't have time for this. I'm just gonna make fucking magic fist blade shit thing. All right,
roll plus weird.
That is an 11.
All right, they do plus one harm and plus magic.
Plus three.
All right, so you punch like a shotgun, and it's magic. So, yeah, I'm going to need you to roll plus cool, because you're going to have to kill a dragon with your bare hands. Even if they want to die, this is not okay. And you have to do it in probably like 10 minutes.
This is 13.
Oh my God.
Okay. How about this? I can do something beyond human limitation, and I can make my nails super fucking sharp.
Yeah.
Like claws.
Yeah. Which we could say is part of the increasing your weapons.
Right. So therefore it's not as bad, and it's like
sure.
A dagger.
Yeah. But you rolled a 13 for act under pressure?
Yes.
Do you have the advanced move for act under pressure?
No, I get to use plus weird.
Okay, so you do what you set out to do, but not with like extra flair or anything. So you kill the dragon, Athusa, with your bare hands.
Mm-hmm.
By the end, you are covered in dragon.
Yeah, I'm like quickly scrambling out that gate before it closes.
You get out the gate. You're going to do what you set out to do, but like barely, which means you're going to like snatch the egg as the spell ends. And when those portions of reality snap back together to where they're meant to go, everything between them very quickly just uncoiled, which is not good. There's like this crunching, cracking sound as the equivalent of a massive earthquake just happened in the distance just between the lake and the cage cave. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go to the actual lake nearby and like wipe up all this blood.
Oh, like
a
run
bit.
Out the to the shore, because it's actually like the ocean out there.
Yeah, just like get some of this blood off of me.
Roll plus cool to act under pressure.
This still kind of a weird phenomenon type stuff.
No, this is a cave-in. This is very natural.
Oh, fuck. But it's an unnatural cave.
No, the thing you're dealing with is past all that.
Yeah, it's a 5.
And I feel like the repercussions of your actions is very, very natural.
Yeah, it's a 5. I fail.
Oh,
I'm not
no.
using a luck. I only have 2.
So you are going to be in luck about one thing. Because you already killed Athusa, this is not just an inert egg. When the cave-in blocks your exit out.
But I already acted.
No, you were trying to exit and you failed miserably.
Oh, I thought I was already out of the cave.
No, you're in the underground lake. You were trying to exit that because there's a cave-in happening.
Fine, I'll use a cool. I misunderstood.
You mean a luck?
Whatever.
Okay. Then with a luck, the two of you get out just fine as you're washing.
Back is some bullshit.
As you're washing the blood and like bits of smaller scales off of you and everything, and the egg chips and cracks as a little baby dragon, probably about the size of like a guinea pig with a long tail. Stretching. Okay, there we go. You're new.
Oh, hi. Karen, Merlin, Karen, nice to meet you.
No, not ringing a bell, but hi.
Hi.
I'm Athusa.
Yep, hi Athusa. I met you, but you're an older version of you.
Did I die?
Yeah.
Okay.
You asked me to kill you, sorry.
Okay.
I mean, you asked me to do it, so.
Thanks for telling me. Because if I find out that that's not the case, I will swear blood vengeance. But Like, now
no,
I know
if to get you out of prison. You were in prison.
Oh, jailbreak. Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to have nightmares for like years. So I did not do it just for funsies, I swear. As I'm still like scrubbing my hands. So I imagine Karen has like long black stiletto nails. Mm-hmm. There's like blood that she can't get up from under.
Staring at you like a cat.
This is, yeah. So you are supposed to help me actually with getting back an amulet.
Okay.
From a place called the White House.
Should be very noticeable.
It is. It's also very dangerous and surrounded by the government and like super security and stuff like that. So you might need to read up on Wikipedia. I hear your username is, I'm repeating username here. No.
Non-canon. Non-canon joke.
Repeat non-canon username here.
XX scale swinger 6969420XX.
Yeah, that one. So anything that is on Wikipedia that's by that username is by you, so that should be truth. So you can learn like everything that you need to learn.
Cool. I'll learn really what know... Wikipedia is.
Yeah, it's fair. I like pull up my phone and show Wikipedia.
Neat.
This is gonna be real slow, isn't it? Do you know how to read?
What's that?
Give me.
I'm hungry.
Are you? There might be some fish in the lake. Maybe. I don't know.
All right, with that, we're cutting. Morgana, you had your meet with Baylor. It is late in the evening. What are you doing?
I will try and get information, at least, for Pete and those guys, because they may be helpful.
Okay. What kind of information are you trying to get for?
Like, contact information.
Oh, okay. Get their information. Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah.
You said information them. And sorry. Like, I'm like, yeah, no. They're actually gonna go down to the local pub after this and like get some drinks.
Oh, I'll follow. Pete's
real interested if you want to go with.
Yeah, let's go.
Pete's 100% that guy that's like already dated every girl in the cult.
Yeah. No, it's a yeah.
There's always that guy in the cult. Yeah.
Ashton would know. With that, we cut back to Irene, who's probably a few drinks deep now.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've stopped drinking beer. I'm in shots territory.
Just Todd. Shots. Which again, he's like 4'10" in this like brown with gold pinstripe suits, just doing like he's full on shuffling on the bottom. Oh my god. Todd knows really how to do good. A jig. Like,
yeah. Yeah, that tracks. This isn't a karaoke bar, is it?
I mean, it could be.
I assume.
Typically, no, but again.
Yeah, see, that's what, yeah, there we go.
You're rolling with the cool kids, Irene.
Right, yeah, okay. So do you want to do, we duet, you know, High School Musical?
All right.
Yeah, which part do you want?
I want to make sure I get this.
You can be Gabrielle or you can be Troy. Oh, we do Bop to the Top. Okay.
I didn't know which songs we were doing.
Oh, we do Bop to the Top. Yeah. And then you can pick either Ryan or Chopin. It's up to you.
I'm more of a Chad. I like to do I Don't Dance.
I was about to suggest I Don't Dance. Oh, that's such a good one. Extremely homosexual of him. All right, let's do it.
Why you gotta say that? One is so very limiting.
Well, yeah, but that song was
They literally very... named it after me.
Oh, wow, yeah. All right, let's go. Let's do it. Do I have to roll a performance check, Bobby?
I say, if he's anything but pansexual.
Yeah.
No, there is no performance check. I will say, by the time Morgana shows up, the people with you, Pete, is just gonna be like, I guess I got the jukebox working again. As you get in, and at this point, High School Musical is come and gone. There's a bunch. But this is deep enough into the night that Todd has pulled William up and is trying to get him to sing Come On Eileen, but it's Come On Irene.
Really good. Oh, I'm just cheering for him. Yeah. I'm losing them.
Well, no, this is what Morgana comes into.
I'm just like watching everything going on.
Which, like, to Morgana, it's just William and Todd Goodfellow, who you know full well who Todd Goodfellow actually is. So for all you know, he's just tormenting William. Like,
yeah. You have to remember this is Morgana, and she hates all of those white wizards. So
yeah,
it's fine. Anyway, she is going to probably find a table. So I'm guessing it'll probably be near Irene. Kind of sit down.
Oh, as soon as I see her, I'm like fully abandoning Todd and William. And I'm like trying to be professional.
Todd and William are going to be going at it for a while.
Good. Good for them.
Oh, no. I need to make a roll for William. William might accidentally cheat on Greg.
I swear to God, you can't do that. You literally cannot do that.
You think like Todd would not?
No, but I don't think William would. I think William is a good boy. Don't. I swear to God.
It's Puck.
If you do this, I will cry.
I made the roll. You don't know what it is, so who made the roll? William or Todd?
Oh, no. Okay, wait. Okay. Oh, my God. It's
kind of like pick high or low.
Yeah, but...
Because I'll tell you right now, it was not a mixed success.
It was Todd. It was Todd.
All right. Todd failed.
Oh, fuck.
Wasn't a mixed. It was either a full success or a full failure.
Dude, God is real. That's proof right there. Okay, it's fine. I'm gonna stumble over to who I think is Nora. And I'm gonna like slam both of my hands on the table. And I'm like, hello, Nora Barlow, right? Yeah, you are. I am here because I'm looking for you.
From who?
My name is Irene. That's me. But also mm-hmm. from other people. So I'm looking for what is her name? I'm looking for it's Wendy Nenowitz.
Oh.
Yeah. And I know that you often commingle.
Yes. I haven't seen her in a little while. She's a little bit hard to contact right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what Todd said. You know Todd?
You know Todd?
Did you know that Todd is a fairy? Shh, you're not supposed to tell anyone, but he's a fairy. He told me. And I think that he's tricked me. And I think he took like years off my life. I don't know.
Probably.
Oh my God. Wait, do you know too? This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, does everyone know but me?
Well, not everyone, but many. Those in the know do.
Oh no. Oh, it's my job to know things. Oh no. Oh, do you know where Merle is? Merle Nanowitz? Do you know where he is?
I do.
Oh. All right. Okay. Can you tell me?
As the song finishes, you hear Todd up there. Is that Morgie?
Hello, Todd.
I got one for you, Morgie. I got He snaps his finger and Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift starts playing.
I love this song.
Come on. I don't even know if you've heard this song, but you're going to know the words.
I probably do.
I knew you were a Swiftie.
She was, unfortunately.
Oh, God, Nora was.
Sorry, do you not imagine broken so down good. Nora in her car listening Shut to Taylor Swift up. After work? I'm not wrong.
While drinking.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my God. All right. Karen listens to Paramore. Nora listens to Taylor Swift.
Hold on.
And Wednesday listens to Olivia Rodrigo, and that's canon.
I mean... Paramore came out after she died.
Yeah, but she introduced to it by Rosemary.
Yeah, she knows their new stuff. But not the old stuff.
Oh my gosh. It's my life's mission to show Karen misery business.
I'm just going to throw this in just so you all know. Greg.
She does know original Evanescence, though.
Greg, 100% down with gorillas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first 2 years of Evanescence, she's aware. Anything after that, she's like, I don't know this one.
Oh, garbage would be old enough.
We haven't even done Wake Me Up.
After that, I will just say, so Irene, you want to go talk to Meryl Nernowitz?
People are saying he's dead. Other people are saying he's alive, and I don't know what's going on, and it's my job to know things. Yeah. I was hired to know things, so if you could, that would be great.
Yeah, and actually, I might have a good scoop for you.
All right. I would love that.
Do you know about a secret society of wizards that have been changing history, rewriting it in ways?
Okay. Listen, I heard shit about wizards earlier, and I don't actually know what part of that is true and what part of it is like a metaphor. I'm starting to think that nothing is a metaphor, which is really freaking me out. Which is also why I started doing more shots, and then I went back to drinking drinks, and then I did shots after that again. And what were we talking about?
We were talking about something called the White Council.
All right, I've heard of that.
They hunt legal mages, those that practice outside their pre-written bounds.
Wait, so like they're cops?
Yes, they're magic cops.
Ah, gross.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fucked.
They've even rewritten some parts of history to be more pleasing to them.
No, I'm sorry. It's not. Tell me it's a metaphor. Please tell me that's a metaphor.
I'm very sorry, but it's like, not.
Like textbooks, like how the Americans don't ever talk about the Trail of Tears in the school books. Is it like that?
Yes, absolutely.
But it's real?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Are you insinuating that the Trail of Tears is not real?
No, I'm insinuating that American schools take the Trail of Tears out of their school books.
But you're like, but it's real. Like, that isn't.
Oh, I mean, but it's real. Like, they really actually change.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Not just
like they're really omitting history.
Yeah. Not just covering it up. No, let me tell you, the Trail of Tears was real. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Like, don't.
Let's be clear.
We're not even going to accidentally say that.
No. No.
No.
This is all omitting cut history. From the podcast.
Yes, they do omit history.
Okay. Right. Okay.
Omit's such a strong word.
What did they? What like? What have they? What did they omit? What did I? Do they know? Do they know who killed JonBenet Ramsey? Me, Ashton, is obsessed with that case. I will always ask. But like, do they know? Do they know things?
They do know things. Yes,
like things that I wouldn't know, even though I'm supposed to know like everything.
They know many things, and they hide all their information from everyone.
Oh, this is amazing. Right. Do you like them?
No.
Or bad? Perfect. All right. So here's what I'm thinking, right? I think we sneak into their place of work, right? And then we find out things.
Mm-hmm.
Does that work for you? Because it works for Absolutely. Me. I think it'd be great. Okay. I'm sure when I'm not drunk, I mean, I'm not drunk right now, obviously, but I'm sure when I'm not drunk, I will have a better, clearer idea of what we're going to do specifically. But right now, I think it's just like a great idea in general. And I need you know where Merle Nernowitz is.
Mm-hmm. He is there. He's there.
Oh, so we can just kill two birds with one.
William is going to be stumbling up to you guys.
Oh my God, this is my best friend.
Hi, Nora. I know you got here.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
He failed remembering that this is Morgana.
Yeah.
God damn it, William.
This is... Eileen, met her today. But I'm not feeling too hot.
Yeah.
And Greg's not here. I miss him.
We should We should take you back to the dormitory, shouldn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I need to go home and call Greg.
Is that okay. A college student?
No, more like a private militia. We'll go. We'll talk on the way.
Yeah, Greg gave me a ride.
It's been a while, so before anything, I'm just going to say, so sorry about your shoes.
Who's
it's all right.
Better be safe ahead of time.
It's okay. It's okay.
What shoes?
It is not his night. Greg immediately throws up at your feet.
Oh. Whose feet specifically? Both?
It's going to be Irene's feet because you're one that was going, what shoes? Who?
Yeah. Okay. I get it. Yeah, I get it now. Should we go?
Very pink.
Absolutely.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Todd! Todd, are you coming?
If I play my cards right.
Crazy. All right. But actually, so you're going to stay? Because we're going to...
Yeah.
I have to... Yeah, I have work.
Go on without me.
All right. I'll call you.
I will drive since I really have not drank.
Let's advocate for that. I do need a quick roll for Todd. Good to know. Okay.
This Todd booty tall Tatiana.
This Todd what?
Todd booty call Tatiana.
You all
assume that the Fey god of tricksters of tricks actually gets drunk.
No, it'd just be funny as fuck.
It would be.
Granted, a good solid party will always help his mood. And if, you know, all the locals constantly remember this Todd Goodfellow and talk about him, like, that's really gonna help for him.
Yeah.
I have this ability that gives me an NPC ally. Cool. Not promising he won't also be a villain.
Never ask Bobby for anything.
And you'll get what you want.
Yeah, but you at get what cost? You want,
and then some. There's always a price to pay.
Bobby is a fae.
Ashton, after this game, can I have a moment of your time?
No. No, you can't.
With this being handled, Karen.
Yeah.
You have a cross between a house cat and a toddler with a bigger vocabulary than they should.
Sounds right.
That can technically fly and breathe fire.
Yep. I'm gonna go home.
All right.
And I'm gonna have a little chit chat with Merle in my head. Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, we're talking to me now. Okay. Yeah. Hi.
I literally talked to you like 24 hours ago.
Yeah.
So
did you go 24 hours without fucking anything up? Proud of you.
It's a question, real quick.
Stars, though. Yeah. Oh, so you have questions for me, but nothing's gone wrong. This is a new one. What's going on? You said real quick, so I would assume the lips would start flapping.
So how would one like quickly learn a bunch of knowledge real fast? Is there a spell for that? Like to absorb a shit ton of knowledge really quickly?
You're finally understanding reading. Your shortcomings. Okay, there's lots of ways to handle this. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a book report due? Or are we looking to kind of just brush up and impress somebody? Real easy way would be to get someone who knows all that information, just put them in your head. But then you get everything else too. Hey, wait, no. Not if they're a smart enough wizard to section off just the information you need and give it to you. Go me.
I'm sorry, were you getting to a point?
Yeah. You asked me an open-ended question and I answered it yes. Because there are ways. There's a ton of ways.
Please tell me the fastest way to... Fastest and safest way to get information.
Well, I do like fast. How much information?
I'm sure that's why Wednesday was disappointed a lot. A lot of information into not myself.
Okay. So that removes one from the potential 7 billion. So I'm glad we've narrowed it down.
It doesn't matter who. It's a generalized question.
Well, there's lots of ways to do it, but are we even dealing with a human brain?
No.
Well, then maybe we don't want to explode anything. You ever heard of a thing called a brain hemorrhage? That's this thing when your brain bleeds and then you die. I know brain hemorrhages. Cool. So if you know what a brain hemorrhage is, maybe fucking with a brain is something you would also know not to do. Just
just cause. I'm glad it's not yours, cause I'm stuck here.
Yeah, heaven forbid you die.
I'm sorry, was that a statement, a snarky remark, or a comment? Because, yeah, they do forbid me from dying. It's happened multiple times. But also, if you want to step up to the big leagues, go right up. But right now, I thought you were worried about learning things, but I can definitely teach you a lesson. Oh, you learned to shut your mouth. Great, great move. Wonder, again, proud of you.
Can I smack him?
Sure you can. I have no corporeal form. I don't feel anything. But did it make you feel better? You know,
it did
in actually. Your heart.
It did actually. Thanks for caring.
I don't. Athusa? Oh, Athusa. Yeah, I'm familiar with the backstabbing son of a bitch. I guess adopted son of a bitch in many ways. But also, ancient dragon, good to keep around when your brain runs in reverse. Mm-hmm. You want to give them more information? I already had to talk them into putting Wi-Fi down there.
Yeah, they're not down there anymore.
You let an ancient... Oh, no, I haven't fucked anything up. I just let an ancient dragon out who wants me dead. Well, not you. Well, I mean, once they know you're the Merlin,
they know I'm Merlin.
Okay.
Also, they're not an ancient dragon. They're a baby.
They went with the regen. Wow, finally willing to give it all up. I mean, I guess they must have found out I was gone because I told them they couldn't die. Not while I needed them to remember things for me. And given that I'm the reason they existed, they owed me a life debt. But I guess if they knew I died, that's all null and void. So, hey, good for them.
That's really a dick move.
Hi, I'm Merlin. I'm the original asshole.
You're not Merlin anymore. You're just an asshole now.
Cool. I'm still the original. So, you want the dragon with the brain of a baby? Because I'm going to assume you didn't bring this up before. So, this is something in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Not very big, right? So, how much you want to cram in a walnut? Because that head's not bigger on the inside. You can make it bigger on the inside by putting it on the outside. It doesn't seem like you want to do that.
Lee.
Yeah. How much information? Because right now you're dealing with a walnut. Luckily, were you there when it hatched?
Yes.
Cool. Anybody else there? Any sisters of yours?
No.
Good. Try to keep her away from them. Kids sometimes run with the wrong crowds. They can be a real bad fucking influence. But if it hatched near you, that means there is a psychic link with you. So at the very least, you should be able to mostly understand your language, at least as far as you understand your language. So we're going to take baby steps, but that should free up a communication barrier. Understanding what those concepts mean. Again, walnut. You're going to grow quick though. About your size after what? 3 years?
3 fucking years.
That's to be the size of you. After the first year, it's going to be a big dog.
We don't have that kind of time. Look, I need to get the amulet that Morgana hid at the fucking White House that has Nora's soul in it.
Okay. What part of your master plan needs the dragon? Well, you need the dragon to be able to do... You don't know. So you need the dragon, but you don't know what you need it for. When'd you decide you needed the dragon?
Nikki hates this so much.
Who told you you need the dragon? Did you come up with the dragon on your own? You stumbled into the hidden cell of an ancient dragon and went, you know what? I gotta get me one of those. Or did the thing that's smart enough that I trusted with my knowledge do something for you?
I just leave.
Like, as you come out, you hear an echoing in the back of your head. I'm still here. You're not getting rid of me.
Shut up. Please.
As it just like fades out.
God, I fucking hate him so goddamn much.
Sitting on a cushion, like a throw cushion, is this little white dragon.
Hi.
Hi. I'm hungry again.
Great. I'll order a pizza or something. Okay. That was not helpful in any form of fucking way.
I find naps real helpful.
That wasn't
Yeah. You were sitting.
I'm just gonna go
Azenda just immediately is like, mouse, and darts in a direction.
Why the fuck is there a mouse in my house?
You hear a crash and a thud, probably at least one breakable thing breaking. It was just a reflection. We're okay.
I have a wand. That could possibly not backfire, right? That could go fine. There's a magic wand. It has magic. What could possibly go wrong if I use that? I say sarcastically out of character.
You do have that wand.
I do.
You do. Just
magically fix everything. Last episode.
I mean, not that easy, but you've already been told that that's needed for something.
Yeah, I don't. Can you like politely remind me in out of character in chat what the fuck that was? Because brain is mush now.
Yeah.
Also, I fucking hate Merle more than ever.
All right. We cut back to the White Council's castle as a car pulls up with three people in it. We stopped, right?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay.
Let's get you to bed.
Yeah. I gotta call Greg.
Yeah. Oh my god, where's my car?
You just left it on a random
road. You wanted to meet Merle?
Yes. Yes, I did.
And who are you looking for?
I'm looking for, well, really, I'm looking for Wendy Nernowitz, but I'm also looking for Merle Nernowitz, who went missing.
But who signs your checks?
Who signs my checks? It's a great question. I just sometimes I get contacted and then they send me a check and they're like, you get the rest when you find them, and then I find them and then I get the check.
Do you have that check on you?
Yeah, because I just carry checks around.
I don't know. I don't really use money.
All right, well, for you, I guess. I don't know. It might be in my car. It might be in my room. It might be in a dishwasher. I can't tell you right now.
Do you remember who gave it to you? What they looked like?
No, I got it in the mail. It was a mail thing. People still send mail. Did you know that?
Roll plus sharp.
Who?
You.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
It's very obvious you don't know. Hired you, so we will let the game decide.
Eight.
I have some ideas. Eight. So you're going to get one question about who hired you for this.
What? I assume they didn't use their real name, so what was the name that was on the check?
Orpheus Industries.
Great. So it was Orpheus Industries.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Do you like to know another bit of information?
I always want to know information. Wait. Are you a fairy and are you going to fuck me over with it?
At one time I was. Not anymore.
All right.
Morgan Le Fay was originally a fae in some stories.
Yep. All right. Sure. Okay. Well, just tell me. If you're offering, I'm going to take it.
Well, they're trying to destroy the world right now.
Who?
Well, got Loki.
No, wait. I'm sorry. So, okay, I got fairies. Got it. I know. Great. They're real. I got wizards. I got that. And now, who do I have? What else?
Well, there is a fairy, the king of them.
Okay, sure.
And the Lady of the Lake.
So, seems like you're dropping,
Roll for existential crisis.
Yeah, exactly. So you got the Fairy King. I got it. I'm in that. I totally understand. And then Loki, the Marvel villain, right? And then
he also is a god of many names.
But right. Well, so it's the god version and not the...
Correct.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, we'll just... Are you telling me there's no... Wait, I'm sorry. Are you telling me that if it's Loki that... Oh my god. Wait, were the Vikings right?
I'm sorry?
Were the Vikings right about the afterlife? Was it them? Were they right about theology? Because I would be really, really fucked if that was true.
There are a lot of different afterlives. Don't worry about it.
Oh my god. Okay, okay. So a Norse god, right? Great. And then a character from Arthurian literature is what you're telling me. Those
I am talking about this. You also know the creature as a Mother Hydra. A lot of the names in storybooks are real.
You know that's fucked. Like, that's really, really fucked.
It is. I intend on making them stop what they're doing because they ruined my life.
Oh, okay, okay. When you say stop what they're doing, what are they exactly doing?
Well, that's the thing. Originally, they were trying to get rid of a bunch of different gods, kill them all. But that will bring about
an end of days.
Who would kill a god? So many people, unfortunately. But we want that to not happen because it could bring the end of days.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could kill a god.
It's very difficult.
Okay, sure. How does this connect with Wendy? With Wendy Nernowitz? And what is that?
Well, Wendy Nernowitz was trying to stop them, and now she's disappeared.
Oh, okay. All right. I can work with that. So, what?
I guess what I'm trying to say is, I would like to hire you, double what they're paying you.
That's like a lot, though. It's like a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it won't be that big of a problem for me.
What are you hiring me for?
Well, you were able to track down, I'm assuming, me, my sister, a bunch of different people. Or else, how did you end up here?
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely followed you.
You have skills. Skills that could be useful. Okay. I like useful people.
Okay, that's nice. Well, if you're going to ask me to, like, find Wendy and help her out and not turn her over to any authorities or something, that's not going to happen.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Oh, okay, great. And yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm in.
With that,
I do think you should hear it out first. Hear her story and come up with what do you think is best after that.
No, I've seen the charges. I'm going to go ahead and if I find her, she's going to jail, I think. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not the judge, but I'm just going to take her on in. So.
And with that, it pulls back as the two of you are having this conversation outside of the White Castle's literal castle. We see nearby in the forest, watching from the trees, is a small man, only about 4'11" in a brown suit with gold pinstripes, standing next to an equally small man looking like Mickey Rooney dressed as Willy Wonka. Really? Did you do this whole thing just so you had to stop paying her? That's why you're folding her in with everybody? And the man in purple just goes, oh, Puck. No, we just have to make sure some dreams never end.